Bob, this is one that, in getting to the chapter that you discuss it, a really big smile came over my face when I started reading it. This is something I've said to my wife, my children, I've suggested to friends and everything. It is consider the source.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, on a personal note, I believe that so many people have that reaction to somebody saying something or somebody doing something when that something they're doing is probably, they do it all the time. That's their norm, right? It's not personal. They just do it all the time. And you shared some fantastic information about it in your book. And I just wanted to bring it up and say, you know, if you could share with everybody what considering the source is all about.
Sure. And this, I first learned this years ago when I was in college, years ago, from a buddy of mine. My two best friends and roommates at the time, Bruce and Joe, were both on the, Bruce was president of the Student Government Association at the college where I went, and Joe was Senate chair. And I was very involved with the school politics. And it's interesting. You know, it's school politics. It's not the real world, but it's a microcosm of it. And so there's a lot that still happens. That's true, you know, even in the real world. And one part of that is the amount of, criticism that you get. And again, as I said at that time, I saw the world in a different way. And when any of us would get that criticism, and a lot of it was aimed at me, I'd go ballistic sometimes. I just couldn't believe this person said this. How could they? Blah, 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 blah. And Joe and Bruce, who both just, you know, they didn't care. It just never seemed to bother them. And I think I asked Joe, or say either Joe said it to me or I asked Joe, like, how is it that you guys just don't care that, you know, these people say these things and it gets put in the school newspaper and it makes us look terrible? Or, and he said, Bob, consider the source. Said, well, what do you mean? He said, consider the source. Who's saying this? Who's criticizing you? You know, look at them and ask yourself, is what they say based on anything true? Is this person someone who always seems to just talk garbage, or is this someone who whatever they say doesn't make sense? You know, he said, why would you take something personally when this person, and I won't even use the words he said, but it was that, you know, that the person obviously wasn't someone that was really, now, that doesn't mean the person didn't have value as a human being, nothing like that. It just meant that, yeah, you've got to consider the source of who's saying what. Now, if what they say makes sense, well, now that's a different thing. Or if this is a person who often says things that make sense, someone who's intelligent, someone who's clear thinking, and well, now you've got to consider the source, and you've got to, well, I don't agree with that, but this is a pretty reasonable person. Is there a reason why they may have said that? How can I learn from that? What do I need to take from that? And it's not that you, by the way, can't learn from that source who speaks a lot of nonsense. You can learn from everyone, of course, but you consider that source as a way of determining how you're really going to feel about what was said. And you learn from that, based on that consideration, who they are, what they usually say, and the consistency of the person.